My name is Julie Keady. I'm 60 years old. I was born on, today's date is November 3rd. We're at the Evergreen Park Library, and I work here at the library.
I'm Dr. Denise Wojciechowski, and I'm 68 years old. Today's date is 11/3/2017, and we're at the Evergreen Park Library, and I am a chiropractic physician.
My name is Olivia, and I am 8 years old, and the date is 11/3/2017, and we are at the Evergreen Park Library. This is my grandma.
Okay, great. Okay, Denise, were you born in Evergreen Park?
I wasn't actually born here, but I moved here when I was 3 years old.
3 years old, okay.
I was born in Chicago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You jump in, too, when you have any questions, okay? Do you remember the address or where your parents?
9738 South Francisco.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
Just to see it, you remember. That's not where we live over here later on.
So how long did you live in that address?
Oh, my God. Let's see. Probably until I got married. So my folks lived there after I moved and all. It was after college, and I was in chiropractic college, so it was a lot of years.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've been around Evergreen a long time.
Okay. Right. And then, when you got married, did you live in Evergreen too then?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Then we were at 9300 South Holman.
Okay.
Lived there for the last 30 years. Brought up all my children. I have three children, so they all went to the schools here.
Okay.
As I did too. I mean, I went to Bernadette's. I went to Evergreen Park High School. Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been here a long time. I can remember from when we lived at 97th and Francisco, because it was a new area, you could see all the way to 103rd.
Oh, wow.
There were no houses. There was nothing.
When you lived at?
The first address where I was brought up. Yeah.
Could see the 103rd, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were just starting to build, and our house was about 3 years old. Nobody bought it. It was brand new, but it was just sitting there. And my folks decided, you know, they were from Chicago, but they lived out in Lockport, Illinois.
Okay.
And then they moved back here when I was three. And so, you know, I've been here ever since.
What did your dad do?
My dad was a realtor.
Really?
And
okay.
So he had, he came from the south side of Chicago, and he had a real estate business at 63rd and Walcott. And then, oh God, for a lot of years, and then unfortunately when things started changing in the area, he bought the office here on 92nd, where my office is now, 9256
is that right?
South
okay.
Kedzie. So he was a realtor there, yeah. That used to be a little diner, I guess. A little greasy spoon diner.
Really?
I don't really remember that. I was in it once before he renovated it. Because he did that when I was in high school. I remember he bought that. And then he made it into a real estate office.
Wow.
And then when I came into practice, which was in 75, then I turned it into a chiropractic office.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So I've been there 40 plus years.
Wow, okay.
And still doing it.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So, you said you could see all the way to 103rd. Did you have any other neighbors, though, on your block?
There were a few houses, but then eventually everything just started building up little by little, and St. Bernadette's came along, I don't know what year they were built, but all I remember is, you know, starting grade school there.
Okay.
And my sister also, she was probably one of the first classes, for all I know. She's like 6 years older than I am, but she lives in Wisconsin. And, you know, we went through St. Bernadette's, and then, like I say, I eventually went to Evergreen Park High School.
Okay, so you went there until 8th grade? And then
yes.
Went to the high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I just have the one sister.
Okay.
Barbara, and she, like I said, she grew up in Evergreen also. She was probably one of the first classes over at Evergreen High School also,
right? Wow.
You know, being 6 years older.
Okay. Yeah.
So, wow. It was, Evergreen has been a wonderful community all these years.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how many children do you have then, too?
I have three children.
And who is
Olivia?
Who's your mom?
Amanda Mitchell.
She's my firstborn. Yeah, and Amanda's.
Dave, Uncle Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And then her third is Auntie Lindsay.
Auntie Lindsay, right.
Just
yeah.
Oh, she got married?
Just got married. My youngest, yeah.
Did she go to the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
She was a flower girl. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It was fun.
Nice.
But yeah, the three kids, Amanda's the oldest. She's 37.
Okay.
And then Dave is 35. And
Lindsay
will be 28.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's 27.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then how many cousins do you have, do you know?
No, you have one, actually.
Oh, okay.
She has a little brother.
Okay, so it's just the two of you, then. Okay.
Yeah. She has a little brother, and then my son has a little boy.
Okay. And then does grandma spoil you? That's your job.
Whatever, as they say, Lola wants. Although this is Olivia.
So what was it like, like at St. Bernard's, I'm assuming it wore uniforms and...
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. It was pretty structured. O'Brien was the pastor,
okay.
And there was Father Graney and Father McArdle, as I remember. And, of course, the Dominican nuns.
Right.
And I could probably tell you, well, I don't know how many stories you want to hear, but my parents were Polish Catholic, which is different than Roman Catholic.
Oh, okay.
I guess... They don't believe in the Pope being as wealthy as he is and stuff like this. But anyway, I was baptized when I was born, obviously, through the Polish Catholic Church. But when I started St. Bernadette's, they decided that they didn't recognize that. So both my sister and I had to be rebaptized.
Oh my God.
So here I am, 5 years old, and I can still remember standing over the, pouring water on my head, standing over the bowl, because I had to be baptized for the second time to go to St. Bernadette's. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, St. Bernadette's was very, like I say, very structured, but we wore the uniforms, navy blue with the white blouses, and, there were very few regular teachers. I mean, there might have been maybe two, three, but otherwise it was all Dominican nuns.
Oh, okay.
You know, and Father O'Brien, he was there.
Oh.
Hopefully that's not mine.
No,
that's not mine. And what else can I tell you about the sisters? Well, the sisters, they couldn't do what they did then. Now I'll tell you. They were very harsh on the students if you didn't behave. They could slap your hands, which many of the boys got swatted with rulers and whatever the case may be. But, nowadays that would not fly.
No.
Not at all. But then, if you weren't good in school, you'd go home and your parents would reprimand you. Now they go back to the teachers and say, my son or my daughter is, they wouldn't do that.
No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't support the teachers.
No, like they should, but...
I agree. Yeah.
You know, but, my children went to, like I say, they went to Lutheran church. They were brought up because my ex-husband was Lutheran.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We had a little bit of a problem at St. Bernadette's, getting married there.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you want to hear that story, but...
it's up to you.
Very quickly, we were supposed to be married there, but because my husband at the time, he was divorced, and I thought the Catholic Church doesn't recognize two people that are not Catholic, but supposedly they did thought they should. After telling us we could get married there, 2 weeks before the wedding, decided we couldn't.
Oh my gosh.
So we had to change it. So I was not real happy with Father Lasky at the time, who was the pastor.
Uh-huh. So So did you, change to another location, change the date? Or
no, we actually say we did the same date, luckily enough, but we went to the Lutheran Church, Trinity Lutheran, that was in Oak Lawn, and they were more than willing to have us there to be married, which was wonderful.
Oh, I'll
but
say.
Had to send out new invitations that just said, this will be changed to that location.
Right.
You know, but those are just funny little things with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
So, what can you do?
Right.
They're always changing.
Right.
You know.
Change.
Yeah.
So, and what was it like in high school then, too?
Well, there again, high school, being that I was a Catholic girl, they, of course, wanted you all to go to Catholic schools, whether it was Brother Rice for the boys and Mother McCauley. Mother McCauley was there.
Yeah.
I could tell you a story about that, too.
Yeah.
Mother McCauley was, I mean, of course you had to be smart to get in there, but it was political, too.
Yeah.
And I can say that for a definite fact. I won't use names, but, I mean, there was another girl and myself, and we were always, you know, they gave out merit pins, you know, like you're for the quote-unquote smartest in the class, okay. Her and I would always vie for that, and we normally got it. One of the other girls that was not the brightest girl around, and I, you know, but she had a aunt that was a nun over there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so, guess who got in, and guess who
didn't.
Yeah,
right,
so,
right.
You know, which is just kind of the way it was at the time. But anyway.
Saved your parents thousands of dollars.
I know, at the time. My youngest daughter went to McCauley.
Yeah.
My older two went to, I sent them to Evergreen, but my youngest wanted to go to McCauley. I went, why? You're not Catholic. But it was a great education for her.
It is.
You know, it's a great school. But Evergreen was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It really is was a great school. And again, it was small at the time. They didn't have their swimming pools and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we got some good education from Evergreen. You know, it was great.
What kind of stuff? Did you have any questions? I'm sorry.
Can I ask any of these questions?
You sure can.
Where you were born and raised in Evergreen Park?
Well, I was telling Julie, I was actually born in Chicago at a Chicago hospital, but Grandma moved here when I was 3 years old.
Three
years old, I've been here forever.
Wow.
Yeah, about it.
How about this one? Her first memory?
What is your first memory of Evergreen Park?
Gosh, my first memory? Well, being three. I don't know. A lot of good memories, I mean, of all the different places. It's funny because living at 92nd and Francisco, 97th and Francisco, what am I saying? It's kind of like you only walked up Francisco, you know, because you walk straight back and forth to, you cross 95th Street to go to the church and to school. So that's kind of what we knew as little kids. And I never really knew about anything towards Kedzie or the side of Kedzie.
Yeah.
And actually, I never went to any of the parades or anything over all those years.
Wow.
It was like a totally different part of the world over there. And then once we always went this way towards the plaza. You know, we could walk to the plaza because the plaza was built in the early 50s, too. That was brand new for us. But we could walk there, and then we would always take a bus on Western Avenue down to Damon, and then Damon over to my dad's office on 63rd.
Oh, wow.
So that's how we always knew that way.
Right.
I never knew West.
Right.
And I can remember going as a kid. Oh, my God, I don't know how old I was, but, you know, probably 10, 12. And they wanted to go to Oak Brook. Oak Brook was like the other side of the world, too.
I would imagine, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There were no expressways or anything. I mean, it took you forever to get to Oak Brook, and that was brand new out that way, or my father had properties out that way or whatever to go see, and, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah. But,
What kind of things did you do for fun? Olivia, I don't think your grandma had a cell phone or anything.
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
There was no such thing.
Electricity there.
You know what we used to do, Liv? When we were going to school, We used to go, like, I had, right next door to me, the Pattersons lived there, and there were five kids there, okay? There was Jeannie and Carol, and I was kind of in between the two of them. To go to school, you didn't go and ring the doorbell, or you didn't call them on a, you know, you didn't have a phone or anything. So you'd go over next door, and you'd go, yo, Carol, yo, Jeannie. And they would hear you inside the house, and they'd say, oh, okay, we're ready to go to school. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There was no doorbell ringing or knocking on the door, right?
Yo,
yeah, yo.
Yeah.
You'd have to say what?
And they had...
You said, yo.
Yo, yo, I said, yo. And you called their name, and then they came out. Yeah.
Yo, Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you did it. And Mrs. Patterson, because she had the five kids, she had a buzzer on the back of her house, porch, whatever you want to call it. So... whenever we were all out playing, and we'd be out playing baseball in the middle of the street, or we would be at, we really didn't have a park. When Southwest was built, because we were right by Southwest, would be, that'd be Southwest, yeah.
Southeast.
Southeast.
Right.
Right, it'd be Southeast. Right. And when that was built, and I don't know how old I was then they had swings and stuff over there if you wanted to go or hang out. But otherwise, that was just open field, too. But what I was going to say about Mrs. Patterson, if you were out playing or whatever, she'd ring her buzzer at 5 o'clock for them to come. And everybody knew that buzzer.
Oh, really?
Everybody knew that buzzer in the area. Yeah, and that was time for her kids to get themselves back for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
How did you know when to come home at night?
You just knew.
Okay.
You had to be home because dinner was being made, and you knew you had to be there. It's not like today where, and you know, we had extracurricular activities, but nothing like the kids are into. I mean, you might have been in GAA, you know, in the high school.
Uh-huh.
Grade school, you only had Girl Scouts.
Okay.
I'm in Girl Scouts.
You're in Girl Scouts, yeah. But they really didn't have, like, I mean, now, I mean, she's in track, and
now,
she's...
they probably didn't have many girls.
Oh, they really didn't have much of anything, even for the boys they didn't, you know. But then, you know, once you got into high school, you had GAA, so you were doing a few of the sports. Even cheerleading wasn't big. It was big, but not like it is today. I mean, my youngest daughter was a cheerleader for St. Lawrence. And
Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, all the competitions and stuff, but it wasn't like that then. So you knew to be home at dinner time. You didn't have anywhere else to go.
Right.
You know.
The
extracurricular activities. Nowadays, you know, it's like, well, Tommy's got this and she's got this. I mean, you know, every
drive
day she's got.
Right.
Yeah, driving back and forth. And if you get dinner, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, it's so totally changed. And with the cell phones and nothing aggravates me more than to see my, not even her, because she's a little bit older, but her little brother, who just turned three.
And is so crazy.
Crazy.
Besides being, no, it's not that. When Grandma sees him, even at a year or two, and they know how to use cell phones, it's like, give him a rattle.
Right.
Please,
just
give him a rattle to bite on or something.
Right.
Not a cell phone to me.
No phones. Can't watch YouTube like this. Ooh, color, purple,
and they
blue,
know,
yellow,
they know how
green.
He knows how to use it better than I do.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, really, it's like...
You can't even post a thing on Instagram.
I know.
Grandma's
not the most techie person.
I'm with her.
I keep saying, I'm a doctor,
you
know. That's what I know. I don't know.
My daughter's 19, so we like save up all the questions when she comes home from college. Okay, show us how to do this. Yeah.
My daughter says, Mom, all you have to do is look on the internet, and they'll tell you how. I go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that answers my question,
right.
You know. But, it's the techie world is far out of, far out. My oldest daughter, you know, it's like she looks up this symptom and that symptom. I go, Amanda, you know, you keep looking this stuff up. You're going to have whatever they tell you have. So.
Yeah, right. You'll find something in each.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes, good.
How did you and your husband meet?
Like in Grandpa?
Uh-huh.
How did we meet? Actually, we met at a ski resort at Alpine Valley.
Really?
What was that, 1952?
Oh, no. Then I was only 3 years old, so no, it couldn't have been then. No, it was in the 70s.
Okay.
But yeah, we were at Lake Geneva, or at Alpine Valley, which is up in that area.
Yeah.
And that's how we met. That's where we met.
Where was he from?
He was from Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah, he was from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I have another question.
What's
when your... and why did you move to Evergreen Park?
Why did I move to Evergreen Park? Well, I've always been here, actually. When we were looking for a house, we decided because of my practice was here, obviously, because I was already in practice when we got married.
Did your friends live here?
Well, I had some friends. A lot of my friends moved away, actually.
Yeah.
You know, matter of fact, I just had a 50-year reunion.
Oh, yeah?
From the high school about 3 weeks ago.
Did you go?
I did.
How was it?
It was really awesome,
yeah.
I must say.
Fun.
Out of 300 students, they had about 100 people there, and unfortunately, they said that about 45 of my people are already gone.
Oh, sad.
Can you imagine that?
No.
I just can't. It's like, I'm looking through this book, and I'm going, this one, you know, pretty sad. But the people that were there, I mean, it was so much fun.
Oh, how neat, yeah.
Yeah, 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually treat one of the teachers.
Oh, dear.
I won't use her name, but she was a gym teacher over there for my sister, even.
Wow.
And I treat her. She's in her late 80s. Yeah.
Maybe. Another question.
What?
But I need to ask about this word.
Attend.
What schools in Evergreen Park did your children attend?
Well, they were at Northwest. All three of them were at Northwest, you know.
Where did they go for high school?
They went to Uncle Dave and Aunt Amanda, or your mom. Your mom went to Evergreen, and Auntie Lynn's went to Mother McCauley. I hear that school is really, she's going to a reunion, I guess.
Oh, they're having one this weekend. I heard
it's this weekend.
About, yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
But I guess they've really added on and perfected that school.
Got a big science wing I know they put on recently.
I'll tell you, when she was going to school, I probably knew more about St. Lawrence than I actually knew about Mother McCauley because she was a cheerleader and we were always over there.
Okay.
You know, more so than Aunt McCauley.
Yeah.
But she got a great education at McCauley.
That's good.
You know, she really did. So,
it's worth it. Yeah.
It was very well worth it.
Right.
Yes, very well worth it. Yeah.
What kind of things did you guys, did I ask you this, like in high school, what did you do like on the weekends and stuff with your friends?
No, I didn't ask that.
No, you didn't. You know, I'll tell you, I know, sleepovers were a big thing during my time. And it's funny because coming from St. Bernadette's, those girls of us that were at St. Bernadette's, we were not in that realm of going to the public school like at Central in that. So it's not that we were alienated, but we were just a different group.
Uh-huh.
And there were three of us, matter of fact, that hung around together, and we were called the nuns.
Oh, is that right?
We were, you know. But anyway, by the time we got into the group, like I say, it was always like sleepovers and, you know, something like you saw out of Greece, I guess.
Yeah, right.
If you think about it. But other than that, it was, you know, pretty much family, family-orientated stuff.
Did you have other
places?
Relatives that lived close or cousins?
Oh, I did, All the relatives pretty much lived in the Chicago area.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we always had family functions, whether it was
nice.
Parties,
yeah.
all the holidays. I mean, oh, God, I can remember growing up through everybody's family, you know. And we were a very musical family. All my uncles played instruments.
Uh-huh.
My sister played an accordion. I played the piano.
Okay.
I used to laugh because nobody in the family but us had a baby grand piano.
Oh, wow.
Or a piano, anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so every time there was a family gathering, all the uncles would bring, you know, my father the violin and all. They were instruments you could carry. And my sister would get so upset. She'd go, God, I gotta take that. And I'd say,
You have to
play the accordion. I go, I can't play the piano because nobody's got one.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I could go play with my cousins, you know.
I have another question.
What?
What what evergreen park businesses or events do you remember?
Good question.
Well, that's a great question. Let's see. When I first came here, I was in the Evergreen. Well, let's see. It really wasn't Evergreen Park because I don't think they had one. But it was the Oaklawn Business and Professional Women's Club. And then I got to know a lot of people through that. Then, when I was in, let's see, when your mother, no, when Lindsay
was
broke
born.
Her leg.
Oh, yeah,
she was like
that.
2 years old.
I remember that, I saw pictures.
But
of that.
I was asked to be in Rotary.
Oh.
And, you know, Rotary was an all-men's organization for business people.
Yeah.
And I was the first woman.
Were you?
To
wow.
be in the Evergreen Park one.
Write that down.
And I was the first woman president also.
Is it still in existence, the Rotary?
No, unfortunately, not in Evergreen it isn't.
Yeah.
Evergreen closed. They just didn't have enough members, I think. I eventually left, I don't know, I had been in it quite a few years. And it's funny because I just saw a sign today where they had over at the, right on 95th there, the Veterans
oh,
Hall. They're having
okay.
a spaghetti dinner, somebody
okay.
is, I don't know who. But Rotary, we used to have annual spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
And it wasn't only spaghetti. I think it was more like brats and stuff like that we used to have. And we had so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a bake sale with it and prizes and all kinds of stuff. We did that annually. And it was a great organization. And that's where I met all the business people
right?
in Evergreen. And the bonding is just fabulous, you know. But unfortunately, I think it just got too small.
I don't think you're alone. I think that happened a lot of places.
Oh, I think
so
with Rotary, yeah. I think Oaklawn still had, they had a really big one.
Yeah.
And I think they're still in existence,
okay.
but I'm not totally sure, you know. But, that's a great organization. And as far as anything else, that had to do with chiropractic, you know, when I was on the board.
I have another question. What grandma does it say?
What are you proudest of your life? Well, I'll tell you, there's probably a few things.
Having your kids.
Well, that's a great answer. Yes, I'm very proud of having my children, and I love having my grandchildren. And I'm very proud that I've been around this long as far as having my practice for, you know, over 40 years at Evergreen
right?
Park.
Okay.
Oh, 40 plus. I opened in 75. Yeah. Graduated in 73 from chiropractic college and had my practice here in 75. And, you know, still practicing.
Do you go to her office? Do you see her?
Yeah.
At
night? I help her a lot there.
When you're there, yes.
When I get a little bored, I usually just, like, make books. Like, I'm making some right now at my grandma's office.
Yes. She has written many a books at my office. Which is a good thing, and she helps me with my patients, and she gets my mail. She does, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's a good helper.
Great,
she really
great.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Emma,
are you proud of your
question?
Grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be.
How is Evergreen Park different today than your
earliest memories? Well, how has it changed? More people, obviously.
Yeah.
More built up as far as different businesses and all. There's a big change in ethnicity around here, and I'm sure religious belief too, from what I hear. Unfortunately, St. Bernadette's, I think, is closed.
Is the church open?
The church is
closed.
Yeah, the school is closed, but the church is still open, I think. But other than that, there's, you know, I think Evergreen is still pretty viable. You know, I see Baracco's unfortunately burned, but now they're back up in existence.
Yeah.
And, of course, my favorite, all the places I'm going, wait a minute, having one of those moments.
Right. We all do.
Anyway, we all do. But,
where did you like to go to eat and stuff? What was your favorite restaurant?
Yeah, my favorite restaurant. You know, I remember, oh God, I don't know what it's called now. Is it the Red Palm?
Yeah.
That used to be, it used to be called Bruno's.
Oh, okay.
It was a pizza place.
Okay.
As I remember. I'm trying to think of the one that's over by Little Company of Mary. Rosangelo's. Oh my
right,
God.
Right, right.
The best pizza around.
Yeah.
And Baracco's has good pizza also.
So they've been around a long time in
Rosangelo's? Oh my God. They've been here way before we were here, I think.
Wow.
I think. Yeah, I think so. And I remember, oh, as far as political part of it, Mayor Klein.
Oh, okay.
He was the first mayor that I recall.
CLI or KLI?
KLEIN. I think they owned the
sure,
funeral home.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah,
the funeral home too, I think, which was Hornburg. You know, that used to be Klein.
Okay.
And let's see, I'm trying to remember, because my dad started to get into the political part of it. He was like a zone manager. I don't know what they call them, but yeah, he was in with the politics a little bit, even though he was the realtor and stuff. But yeah, I can remember my sister worked at the Village Hall for a while, too, when she was a teenager. And then Mayor Vacco, of course. I mean, everybody knew Mayor Vacco these years. I knew his wife and his family and everything. And then, of course, now Jim Sexton. But a couple of other things I'm thinking. There used to be a Robert Hall. Do you remember the store Robert Hall?
Yeah.
Okay, that was right off of 97th and Francisco. I know I'm bouncing around, but these things are
good.
Kind
I'm
of...
glad you are.
Yeah, that was just off, I think it's where, there was an old house on the corner of 95th and Francisco, and next to that was the building, which might be the bank, or it might be that Chinese restaurant now. That's where Robert Hall used to be.
Oh, Wu's? That Wu's, or...?
No. We're talking, no, Wu's is further east. Like,
okay.
if you were going, like, where I lived on 97th and Francisco.
Okay,
so you're...
That way. Okay, I see.
Okay, yeah, you turned around.
Yes.
Know. Yeah. So if you came up Francisco going, you would be going north.
Right.
Okay. And then if you turned left, is it Sesame Inn?
Yes, Sesame
okay,
Inn.
I think
yeah.
That's where Robert Hall was, right there.
Okay.
There was, yeah. And then across the street, on the other side of 95th in Francisco, there was the drugstore, Gerasol's drugstore. And then they had a few doctors in there, too. And then right next to, in that little strip right there, there was, God, what was it called? Not Myers. I can picture the guy that owned it. There was a big white chicken in front of it. Yeah, and there was a candy store that we used to get all our penny candy from, and then he had his grocery store right there when we were growing up.
Everyone had a penny candy.
Penny candy,
yeah,
we all did, didn't
we?
Yeah, you do too.
Another question. Can you read it? Do you have a good story about your Evergreen Park?
Neighbors or neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to remember here, Liv. Like I say, I'm just trying to remember all the different places. And I do remember one other place, and this was where Little Company of Mary was, okay, or is. Next to it, there where that parking lot was, there was, I remember there was this wall to start out with. And there was all the grass. There was a house on the hill up there. I don't know if it was somebody's mansion, somebody's house.
Really?
Yes. And again, I had to be really young because that eventually, well, obviously got torn down and all of, but there was also a fruit market. Once that was torn down, they put, I think it was Lorenz, because Lorenz used to live by us. I want to say Lorenz's fruit stand used to be there, and then I think eventually it went across the street.
Okay.
Then it was made into a parking lot, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you come in, do you kind of, you say stay pretty much at that end, or did you come into the center, like 95th and Kedzie much?
See, I really didn't until, I really didn't go that way much until my father got his office there, and even then, because I was already in college, you figure He got that when I was some point in time in high school. And then I went to Marquette University. And then from Marquette, I went to the chiropractic college. So I was really never around that much to even go that way. Mm-hmm. So I remember everything that was...
Right, sure.
You know, on the other side of Kedzie. Uh-huh. And then once, of course, I got married, and then we moved, you know, 9300 South Holman, and then everything was...
Whole new world.
Whole new world, yes.
Yes.
Why did you want to move to Evergreen Park?
Well, we wanted to stay here because Grandma practiced here. You know, she had her practice here, so we decided to stay here as opposed to trying to commute. That would have been too hard. And we found a nice house that we liked, and so, you know, once we fixed it up and renovated it.
Nice.
And I actually only sold it 5 years ago. You know,
I saw the house.
Well,
you used to
live in the house when
yeah.
she was born.
But now those weeds are bushes are starting to grow bigger because no one's cutting them.
Well, people aren't taking care of it as well.
We're checking the house almost every day when it comes out.
Yeah, check it out.
You like to go back and look, but we really shouldn't because it's never like you.
Yes, we should.
Right.
We should be doing that.
I know.
We should be just like,
okay. Okay. You really liked it. I know.
What was it like? Like with your mom? Did she cook dinner for you?
Oh
every
yeah.
Night, was she or did she?
Yes.
Did she work or did she work
no,
at home?
No, my mom.
Right.
No, when I lived at 97th and Francisco, no, my dad was, he was the, you know, the
right.
breadwinner, and she basically was, the term that they use, you know, the housewife,
right.
But she never really worked, but she always had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We always had dinner at the same time.
Yeah.
My father would come home from the office and dinner
uh-huh.
was ready for us and all. So again, it was pretty structured, but
yeah.
yet, you know, my parents were, my father was more structured,
mm-hmm.
but yet he was, what's the term I want to use? They were both great parents.
Yeah.
They really were. But my mom, yeah, she'd go out with her lady friends, and she'd
yeah.
go to them. She was in bowling, you
did
know.
You
and
bowling.
Bowling, and she
at
was
Bleakers?
In...
Did she
oh, of course, at Bleakers.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to bowl at Bleakers,
yeah.
too. Yeah, Bleakers
yeah.
is no longer, but
no.
yeah, Bleakers
was...
That was
the place.
That was the place. All the kids
yeah.
bowled there.
Yeah.
And now it's Binnie's.
right.
Although that's not that long ago that it was changed.
Not, right.
You know, they were around a long, long time.
I agree.
I'm trying to think who else was around. The hospital's been there forever, I remember. The plaza was probably the biggest structure
yeah.
that was built. Oh, and the Martinique.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The Martinique, of course, was there because I had my wedding reception there.
Oh, did you?
I did, yes. Yeah. So I was married in 73. Is that right? Is that right? No.
You were 73.
No, I can't.
73 years old.
No. I have to think about this a minute. That can't be right. Not 73. Gosh, it's terrible. I really have to sit down and structure out my my time frame. No. I got, let's see, my mother died in 77. I was married in 78.
Okay.
And my dad died in 79.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had Amanda in 80. So that's
oh
how I
goodness.
How I remember things. Yeah,
that's
how
quite
I remember.
A lot every year.
Why don't you drink some water?
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have any more questions?
No. But
no more questions.
Grandma,
what?
Can I go look at the books?
In a little bit, okay?
We're almost done.
Okay. Yeah, the Martinique, though, that was DeSantis owned that. And I can remember them having the... Every once in a while, you'd see a celebrity, Elkie Summer, walking around.
Gosh.
I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember seeing her. I don't remember who else, but I know there were a few.
Did you have, what were your summer jobs?
Well, I'll tell you. When I was 18, I worked at South Suburban Hospital.
Oh.
That was on, what was that? Like 57th and Wood Street or something.
Yeah,
that's the one I was born at. It was called something else at the time, I guess. But I was a candy striper or whatever, and I worked there, and that was, oh my God, things I could tell you over there. Mm-hmm. I was actually part of a surgery. I mean, it was
an
awesome
job.
Did you
ever kind of get interested in medicine?
No, actually, I always wanted to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I just didn't know what field I wanted to go into. And then eventually, chiropractic was one of the biggest things because when I was hurt, go to the chiropractor, my dad, long story short, my dad had a coronary when he was 39. And none of these doctors believed that he was sick. And he was going to some really good medical doctors. And they were all giving him pills.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he just took himself on a bus downtown to Northwestern. And they said, oh, my God. Laid him down flat. And the treatment at the time was 6 months bed rest. This is how they treated it. And I was only like 5 years old. And I can remember my uncle buying me a little nurse kit so I would take care of my dad. But again, I always wanted to be a doctor or a nurse. And our medical doctor, we had a husband and wife, and the wife sat me on her knee and she goes, honey, you don't want to be a nurse. You don't want to take orders. You want to give orders.
Right, right.
You
good
want to be
her.
A doctor. Yeah, honestly,
yeah.
That stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And so eventually, like I say, chiropractic was the big thing that I had gotten hurt and treated, and that was kind of like history.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
yeah.
So yeah. So I thought, this is a good thing. But what was the rest of the question?
Oh,
I don't remember.
I think we had another one coming here.
What are you asking me?
When you were little, or like a teenager, did you have any like traditions?
Oh, well. Our family traditions, which we still do. We're Polish extract.
Okay.
And so at Christmas time, we have a tradition called the Opłatek. I don't know if, okay.
I don't know.
She knows because, of course,
yeah.
She's been around. It's actually like the host that you receive for communion. And it's a blessed piece that's got an imprint of the nativity or whatever.
It's like a little white cracker.
It's a wafer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we break that up
in
pieces.
Do you make it? Break it?
No, you buy it.
Okay.
And then everybody gets at the table at Christmas Eve.
Around
gets
the chairs.
A piece of it.
You pray what you're happy for.
That
well.
Is a lovely tradition.
And then you eat it.
Mm-hmm. You go by and you wish everybody and, you know, happiness, health, whatever, and break it and eat it.
That's
a tradition, yes. And that's probably the biggest one that we have. That
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
What do we do at Friday and Barb's?
We just eat and drink.
So we usually sleep over.
Well, of course you do in Wisconsin.
Oh, we do
sure.
Sleep over. Remember for Christmas, Uncle Mike brought Camden in a little cart?
Yes, I do. I remember those times. Yes.
Oh, remember we went to Aunt Barb's for Easter?
Yeah, we go there a lot. Now that I don't have a house anymore, and I live downtown, so we don't really have the space anymore. I used to have all the parties at my house, and what I know about Evergreen, what I probably miss one of the most, besides entertaining, because I had a great yard and a pool and everything with my house, but the biggest thing is the 4th of July, where Evergreen Park is one big party.
Well, yeah, right.
I love it for the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, there's a parade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I go there for
it's a nice parade, isn't
and
it?
And then I bring my friend Ryan. He lives in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes coming to it?
Yeah.
Of course. You know, see, that was just it. I never, as a kid, I never even knew they had a parade.
Yeah.
Because we never went to it.
Right, we didn't go down your...
No, turned right there, right, you know, St. Bernadette's, that's right. They'd go over there and end it. But once we started eventually taking our kids to it and everything, it was, you know. But I just love it because you can just walk and everybody's just happy. And,
right.
You know, the fireworks are awesome that they put on.
So do you always have the party then because of the fireworks?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Always had the party just like everybody else. But. Yeah, I really miss that. That's probably the biggest thing is the entertaining that I can do, you know, at my house.
Right, sure.
You know, where downtown it's a little bit different story, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 5 years since I've moved, and we like it. Huh?
It's fun to live downtown. I would live too.
It is, and all the kids live downtown now, too.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Well, not Dave. Dave is in New York.
Yeah.
But
what? I have a question. Why do you like being a chiropractor?
Question.
Why do I? Well, you know what? Because I love to see people get well. You know, I like to make them better. You know, they come in and they're hurting with pain in their leg, or they have headaches, or they have sciatica, or you name it. And I've been treating them for a long, long time, and they get well, and I love it. Nothing I like more than the patient that says thank you. And,
yes,
right. You know, it's gratifying. I love it. Yeah.
When we go back to the office, you need to adjust me.
I know. I will be adjusting you.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Got to help that cough.
Oh, is that yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Chiropractic is wonderful as far as all we're doing is adjusting the spine and putting things, the spinal column in the best position it can be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely help her cough.
That's nice.
Yeah.
People rely on you for that.
Yeah, we don't give any meds. You know, we can't give drugs, but that's our thing. We would rather not if we don't have to.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't take medicine because, of course, it's necessary in some instances.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, if we can do it with manipulation, and it's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So I love it.
Do you have any other questions for your grandma?
Why did you want to meet Papa?
Why did I want to meet him?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was just kind of accidental that we met, but unfortunately, you know, it lasted only so long, and he now lives in Connecticut.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
okay.
He's in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And,
his friend,
So Grandma's here, which is
fine.
Oh, I'm not. Why would I be crying? Believe me, I'm not crying.
It's okay.
Yeah. Not at all. Not in the least. Pretty soon.
Do you have any other?
I don't think so. I think I've thought of everything. Watch, I'll probably leave and go, oh, should
I
talk about this in Evergreen or that in Evergreen?
Right,
but I keep thinking about 95th Street, what it looked like and all. But, you know, that's all I can remember as a kid, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to do the sledding down the street, obviously, with all the snows and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
you
I remember
the golf course too. Or?
Yeah, sure, the sled down at the golf course.
Yeah,
yeah, all the time. And you know where else? Over at Dan Ryan's Woods.
Oh, right. Okay.
Remember they had a toboggan sled there all the time. We used to go there. But I was going to say something else. There was one other, not ice skating. And that's sleds. Wait. Graham's trying to think of one more thing. I don't know. I can't think of anything else, I guess. Like I said, I'll think about it later on.
Right,
probably.
Right.
That's always
what I was thinking of.
That's right. Oh, I know Kitty Land used to be on 95th and Pulaski.
Oh, that's right. Somebody else brought it. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, 95th and Pulaski. That was Kitty Land.
Did you go there a lot?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. My parents used to take us there. Okay. Drink some more water. Yeah, I don't know, this cough of hers. I guess that's pretty much Evergreen to me.
Okay. One more question I think we have, right?
Okay, hurry.
Okay, did you, when you were a kid, did you, like, do anything with your sister? Did you, like,
we rode our bikes. But see, being that she was 6 years older than me, though, we didn't have a whole lot in common during that time. Because she already had her older friends, and Grandma was just, you know, I was a little kid to her. We really didn't have much in common until, you know, later on in life.
Did you do anything with your dad? Did you like baking with him?
Baking with him? No. No, with my mom, I used to bake cookies and stuff like that. Grandma was a good cook. You know, Grandpa didn't, he stayed out of the kitchen.
Grandpa stayed out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
She did, yeah. She
but
made
there
some
was
good
ladybugs
Polish stuff.
In that house. Ladybugs.
Okay.
All right, well,
yeah.
Thank you very much for coming. I'm going to end the interview.
That's fine.
All right.